producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Different things. One, first of all, I guess the administration's reaction, and we know it's obviously somber and it's the same of what we've seen, but to the horrific events in San Bernardino, California.
Yes, the horrific events in San Bernardino, California. There's so much that's developing on this, and, you know, what is so weird about this is, was it workplace violence? Was it terrorism? Was it something else entirely? And also, we understand that a shootout developed when the police came upon them eventually after a chase in their SUV, and a gunfight developed. I want to know what that means exactly. Who opened fire on whom? And was there any attempt to take them alive?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I would have liked to hear what they had to say. And
so would I.
Mm-hmm. Because often, every single time it ends this way, and boy, oh boy. And you're right, there's a lot developing there. It's just really awful for the, I always say this, it's awful for the families. Imagine the families, the friends, everything else. And there they are helping people with autism or other disabilities. Yeah. And they're at a Christmas party. It's just so awful, awful,
so
awful.
So awful, awful, awful.
Yeah. Let's move on to Washington and the tsunami that's starting to occur with this whole Obamacare thing, you know, the Affordable, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. The Republicans are saying, hey, we're pretty much on the cusp of a very big win here. How did all this happen while we were sleeping?
Well, it's been going on for a while. They want to use reconciliation because they say that it relates to the budget, and reconciliation means that they can pass it with 51 votes. The Senate, this is in the Senate. The Senate parliamentarian said, "Well, not so fast. There are some bits of it that you can't because it's bloody bloody blah. Doesn't pass the Robert Byrd rule, and it all gets very in the weeds." Anyway, so they changed it around. They think they can, and so they're going to have a shot at it, and we'll see how that goes. Meanwhile, Harry Reid, the minority leader, introduced an amendment that would make it illegal to sell or give a gun to someone who's been charged with blocking or trying to block someone with getting reproductive care with force or the threat of force.
Wow.
That's going nowhere.
Wow, yeah, I agree with you. That's going nowhere, absolutely. Then we seg to the cartoonish segment of what we're going to discuss, because now we get into the reality of results season once we turn the calendar and we get into January and February, especially, obviously, because of Iowa and New Hampshire, et cetera. And there seems to be no stopping. The latest poll has Trump on top again, and Ben Carson is fading. What do you make of all that?
Well, I mean, Ben Carson made his own bed when he started saying absurd things about foreign policy and then went to Jordan to a refugee camp and said that, you know, it was really quite nice. And I don't think that helped, particularly since he didn't allow any journalists to go with him. So he's going to continue to fade, I think, and I think it's going to become a bit of a fight between Cruz and Trump and maybe one or two others. According to a piece in the New York Times earlier this week, the real bigwigs at the top of the Republican Party are, of course, terrified it's going to be Trump, but and the people are terrified of attacking him, but some people are actually even more terrified that it's going to be Cruz.
Yeah, which, again, it looks like, with if you're reading into what's happening, he keeps moving up and up and up and up, and, yeah, now we're into results season, like I said, so this is when it counts.
It is when it counts. It's really starting to get down to the wire, and there's this memo from the head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, a seven-page memo, confidential, that imagines Trump as the party's nominee, urging candidates to adopt many of his tactics and approaches and issues, even down to the way they address and use Twitter, and grabbing onto the best elements of his anti-Washington populist agenda.
Wow. Yep. Again, it's what we see from the cheap seats, Victoria, that often is just so stunning, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
At the start of, before we actually went on the air, you told me something funny that you kicked your notes with, and you can tell the public this quickly. Tell, because I know you got to fly. Tell us the little funny that is actually a truism that you stuck onto your notes today.
I saw this on my Twitter feed from one of the Brits that I follow. It's an opening paragraph from a serious British newspaper's legal correspondent. I am now quoting. A former banking lawyer who entered a woman's bedroom wearing fishnet stockings and a purple G-string told a court he thought she was a giant panda. Desmond Moran, 53, slipped into the victim's flat in Bayswater as she slept.
Again, it feels so made up, but yet it's true. Crazy. Perfect way to end this. Victoria Jones, as always, thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. She's always good for a laugh when you talk to Victoria, no matter when. Having her always at any time in this show, you know, that was a little bit from last week, is always a lot of fun. Hopefully all of you listening to this had a fabulous weekend. We see that the weather is definitely turning for many people in the country. Not a completely awful weekend weather-wise, because still there is some of that turning of the leaves. I noticed that in my own neighborhood. It feels like fall is just hanging on a little bit longer, and I'm one of those people. I am not going to complain. I ask this, that as much as we talk about terrorism, what are the main issues in this race in 2016 that most of us are holding on to is what we think is the important thing. Terrorism, as mentioned, has certainly risen in our, I think, in many of the forefronts of many of our minds because of, I think, what happened in Paris and also some close calls and what happened in San Bernardino, which was not a close call, which was just a horrific thing. And a new poll out says that most of us think that sending ground troops to fight ISIS is, what do you think, a good thing or a bad thing? Most Americans not happy with the way the president's handling terrorism, and more of us are starting to say, hey, you know what, we're willing to send troops. For the first time, CNN ORC in their polling, a majority of Americans, in fact, 53%, say the U.S. should send ground troops to Iraq or Syria to fight ISIS. At the same time, 6 in 10 disapprove of the president's handling of terrorism. 68% say America's military response to the terrorist group so far, ISIS, has not been aggressive enough. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Throw in your 2 cents. It is the question that we're always talking about, it seems anyway, when we talk about military and whether or not we should invest in, excuse me, boots on the ground fight and fighting a very elusive, needless to say, enemy, as we all know. And because of Paris and because of San Bernardino and some of the other almost attacks that I think that we've seen, now the appetite has changed in what Americans are willing to suggest should be done. I think this is what this new poll shows. It's why majorities across party lines think that the military response to ISIS hasn't been aggressive enough, including 52% of Democrats, 66% of independents, and, of course, 90% of Republicans. There are broad partisan gaps, we know, on sending troops, but it seems as though that's narrowing somewhat, because I would have, how often would I come on the air and say 52% of Democrats? I mean, that is stunning if you think of that number. Even the poll that suggested that 38% of Americans say the U.S. should allow refugees from Syria to seek asylum, 61% say they should not. It almost goes along with that. It almost dovetails into the same thing. And then if you think of the president's handling of terrorism, that disapproval has increased 9 points since May to 60%. His overall approval rating has been steady for several months. It stands at 45%, but that's significant, too, when you look at the 60% number. And a lot of that has to do with exactly what I said, that is what we're seeing that's happened in both Paris and certainly in San Bernardino, and the conversation that's ratcheted up over just in general terrorism and global terrorism, and then here in the United States. I mean, you're not going to find anyone that if we knew there were massive direct links that were in our face, we're just not seeing them. You wouldn't find anyone, no matter what their ideology, what their party line is, who really, you'd find more people that would say, well, the president is saying that San Bernardino was an act of terrorism. We've been saying that since last week. And now the president is finally saying that, but it's taken this long. And that just angers so many, waiting for what was inevitably what we've been already talking about. Just not saying it. What is the reason behind not calling Islamic jihadist or jihadism what it is? And this is why you're seeing that switch in the number of the Democrats, which would be interesting to see the effect, honestly, the effect on the, you know, on the election. On Sunday, the president, with his most passionate denunciation of ISIS, vowing to destroy the group in strong and relentless manner, and his speech was intended, I think, to make us not quite as nervous. But here's the question: the timing of the speech, it's like always a step behind. So yes, of course, public support for his response to terrorism, not great, not an asset. So if he's trying to reassure us, again, this administration is behind the eight ball. Severely behind the eight ball. We know it's an act of terrorism. We knew that last week. All those innocent people in San Bernardino. Oh, just awful. I mean, I'm tired of coming on the air, actually, and saying there's no words. Because the answer is, there are no words for this. Except for faster reaction time. Not for the first responders, not for the people in San Bernardino, but for the president. To just step up and jump on this stuff sooner. Saying that, yes, it's another mass, you know, this is a mass shooting. But this is terrorism. And what did he say? It was a new phase. It's a new phase evolving into something completely different. A rare, and we'll let you hear snippets of this coming up, a rare Oval Office address on Sunday night. But not, I have to say, is he calming my fears because of Paris, because of California? Finally acknowledging terrorism, detailing the effort to try to curb this evolving terror threat, acknowledging that Americans' anxiousness spiked during this mass shooting at an office holiday party. I mean, innocent people. How many times did we say that over and over again? I mean, this, as the president called it, Americans are asking whether we're confronted by a cancer that has no cure. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. What's your confidence level in the president saying we will overcome it? We'll destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us. And, you know, really, we haven't seen too many addresses from the Oval Office. He actually has been using it pretty sparingly for any kind of a high-profile speech, especially on a Sunday. You know, this Sunday address was his first since 2010, and only the third. I didn't even realize this. I knew it was significantly small, but it's only the third time that he's done it. The third time that he's done that. But does the tough talk really resonate, or does it fall on deaf ears because it's so far after the fact? Not 24 hours later, not 48 hours later. It should have happened almost immediately. And I know you can't just have, you know, not just jump to conclusions, even if the evidence is pointing in that direction. But certainly this could have happened sooner. Certainly they could have reacted a lot sooner than on a Sunday night. It doesn't make me feel like the Homeland Security Department is on top of everything. In his speech, he says it's why he's ordered the Department of State and Homeland Security to review the visa waiver program under which, the female terrorist in San Bernardino came to the country. She was on a fiancé pass, basically, urging high-tech and law enforcement to make it harder for terrorists to use technology to escape from justice. We knew there were loopholes and problems in the visa system in the first place. That's nothing new. That's not new. I mean, she comes in on a K-1 or a visa, fiancé visa, making it that much easier for her to pull in. Of course, what was the intended goal? And now, once again, we're telling the families that we're so sorry about this. We're so sorry this happened. They're missing the point. You have to jump on this stuff faster than that. It's not a knee-jerk reaction to jump on it. But doing it, I mean, waiting till it's a for sure, I get it. But 14 people dead in California, all those people that were injured, how many of you said to yourself you knew exactly what it was? Okay, so it has to be official, I get that. But certainly it doesn't have to be that far down the road. Does it really give you comfort and make you think, oh, something happens in my neighborhood, I'm sure this response will be so quick and swift. Give me a break. The college football playoffs are set. There's some other odds and ends. Trust me, we'll get to it before we leave this hour. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. AmericaTonight.net or 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And I said this hour we definitely zig and zag in a couple of different directions. We do that. Odds and ends. What else is happening across America? I think Sunday had a lot to do with, certainly in the evening, with the president's speech talking about the response for terrorism and that there was an act of terrorism in San Bernardino that was designed to kill innocent people. And that the threat is real and that we're going to overcome it and destroy ISIL. And the ultimate question is, as he says, Congress should act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun, and that was thrown into it saying we'll prevail. What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon is a question somebody sent to me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet and asking, you know, what can we do? What should we do? Shouldn't we make it harder? Isn't the president right when he says we should make it harder for them to kill us? It's like, what? So we go back to the gun thing again. We're going back to the gun thing again, which I would say that's not going to happen. We're not going to see any authorization bill or revisit any gun laws. That's not going to happen despite this speech, which was just a regurgitation on that part of it of Obama's strategy against terrorism. We certainly have heard that, but also going toward at the tail end of it, toward the gun argument. And the president warning that the United States wouldn't win the war against ISIS by repeating what he saw as a mistake, mass deployments of ground forces that were seen in the war in Iraq, saying we shouldn't be drawn into a long and costly ground war in Iraq or Syria, because that's what groups like ISIL want. They know that they can't, that's what he said, they know they can't defeat us on the battlefield, and that the fighters were part of the insurgency that we faced in Iraq. We'll be talking about this throughout the week and with other people about Obama's reaction to San Bernardino, and invite you to throw out your reaction at americatonight.net, because I know a lot of you like to email, or you can always pick up the phone, 855-266-5283. The last call was to urge us not to forget what makes our nation exceptional. He said, let's not forget that freedom is more powerful than fear, that we have always met challenges, whether war or depression, natural disasters or terrorist attacks, by coming together around our common ideas as one nation and one people. And that's why we're seeing the numbers, the way the numbers fall, because people are not feeling as though the U.S. has their back for lack of inaction, for not calling an act of terrorism what it was sooner, jumping on it sooner. And the questions keep coming back about the female shooter. Who was she? How was she allowed to get through on that visa? How was that allowed to happen? Ton of email on that, in fact. When we hit our mailbag segment in our next hour, we'll absolutely talk about it. It was on your mind. I say, America Tonight, listen, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, it was on your mind. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think?
Wait a minute. I'm kind of confused with stuff. I'm listening to one conversation about millenniums, and you're speaking, I think, about the...
I think you got the wrong station. So hang on. No, we're not talking about... we're not talking about millennials. Of course, we could talk about the millennial reaction to this, but across the board in what we saw as the poll... just a straight poll, not really breaking it down, millennials, gender, that kind of stuff, definitely the numbers have switched, meaning more people are being less tolerant for dealing with the situation that we're seeing, the way it's being dealt with. Let's put it that way. People are doubtful. In the meantime, I promise some odds and ends, and I will swing to that for sure. I know gun control will be something we'll be talking about this week. Get your hands off our guns, or no, should there be more control? Because this is absolutely... absolutely a battlefield area that gets opened up every single time something horrific happens, like what happened in San Bernardino. Every time that happens, that's when the argument gets kicked back open again. And I shouldn't say that because it has been a lot more lately, and part of that is also because of the fact that we're in a presidential year, meaning we're swinging into 2016. We have the conventions. We'd go through the election rigmarole with the Democrats and the Republicans as to who the nominees are going to be and who ultimately is going to be the next president of the United States. And even Hillary Clinton was asked about it. And Hillary Clinton isn't really pushing the radical tag at all, being very measured in what her response is to San Bernardino, because that really dominated the Sunday swirl without a doubt. And you have a university president in the meantime urging students to carry guns, because this is the other part of the equation, thinking, you know, and this is Liberty University, thinking that how exposed are our students? Jerry Falwell Jr. told students heading into the weekend to carry concealed weapons on campus to counter any possible armed attack, saying we could end those Muslims before they walk in. Let's teach them a lesson if they were ever to show up here. That's what Falwell told students at the school. Massive applause, of course. Some say he went too far when he referred specifically to Muslims. In fact, the quote was, "I've always thought if more good people had concealed carry permits, then we could end those Muslims before they walked in." I repeat what he said. And this was his reaction, specifically referring to Saeed Farouk and Tashin Malik, the couple who shot and killed the 14 people during that holiday party in Southern California on Wednesday morning. He did add, for everybody wondering, he did add this sentence: there are good Muslims. He said there are good Muslims, many good moderate Muslims. He said he was clear. It was clear he was talking about the attacks in California and Paris. And because of what happened at Virginia Tech, 32 people dying, the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, that was part of the warning. Telling the campus to be prepared in the face of the frequency of mass killings. Saying, what if just one of the students or one of the faculty member had a concealed permit and was carrying a weapon when the shooter walked into Virginia Tech, because he went back to Virginia Tech. And emphasizing, as he's been asked this over and over again, the emphasis is on responsible gun ownership, not just gun owners. And he's also said he's decided to carry a gun after the recent attacks, that he's carrying one, not taking any chances. And in Texas, of course, we know that you can carry, if you are registered, you can carry a concealed weapon. And the campus concealed and carry method idea is one that's seriously being discussed in many, many other universities in their boardrooms. This is one of the things that comes up, especially in light of another attack. So San Bernardino is bringing out a wave of all aspects of gun ownership, of protection, of what do you do, and what should the reaction be. A tall task in asking what the reaction should be. By the way, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, in response to Jerry Falwell Jr., criticized the remarks. He said in a statement to the Washington Post, those comments were rash and repugnant. saying, "My administration is committed to making Virginia an open and welcoming commonwealth while also ensuring the safety of all of our citizens." Meet you in a few.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness. A gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wednesday, 14 Americans were killed as they came together to celebrate the holidays. They were taken from family and friends who loved them deeply. They were white and black, Latino and Asian, immigrants and American-born.
All right, a little snippet of the president on Sunday. Conversation with America from the Oval Office in relationship to what happened in California. And coming up, we're going to go through the Sunday swirl, politicians' reactions, I guess, across the board to the California mass shooting. Let's go out to Mark, I think in Los Angeles. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Good. What do you think? How would you weigh in on that, on what happened in San Bernardino, and finally reaction from the White House?
Well, I kind of picked up on your program when you were talking about limiting people from getting weapons who are on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
And my curiosity is this. How do you get on the no-fly list? And if you're on there accidentally, how do you get off of it?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because we've seen that kids have been thrown on the no-fly list, get pulled aside, and frantically their parents are sending in birth certificates and everything else and marching them down to the local government offices and still fighting to turn around a mistake. A lot of people are accidentally put on no-fly list. I agree with you. I think the no-fly list needs to be cleaned up, and there is no great answer to that. Whenever we've had people on the show and we try to dig deeper on it, you kind of hit a wall. They don't have a terrific answer. Oh, we keep it up to date. Oh, we make sure that we check accurately names against other names on criminal databases, worldwide databases of how you get on it because of something that you've done that's tripped a switch, we'll say, internationally or here in the United States. But the problem is, Mark, it's what you said. I wouldn't say it's a reliable list.
And inherently, it's also an open grounds for government creep.
Yep.
First, they can start off with just a no-fly list, and then it's like if you have a DWI or then something else, or you sneeze in public, you know, and then where does it stop?
Absolutely. And that's the problem. To me, I agree with you. The problem is we're already combating mistakes. This is what happened with the whole visa thing. So you can look at it on both ends of it. And absolutely, it's all fine until you're victimized by it. And if we're not diligent about being on top of it, then before you know it, as you say, government creep has crept into every single one of our lives to the extreme. I agree.
Do you notice that any discrepancies in the story, in the storyline of those two, of that couple that have been accused of committing those crimes? Now, personally, I don't know if it is or not. I have to go off of what the news media says because I wasn't personally there. I don't know anyone that was an eyewitness. But there's some discrepancies and stuff that are kind of glaring, especially like letting people into their apartment, into the crime scene, prematurely before everything has been investigated.
Yeah, I think there was some sloppy work and a rush to actually try to track them down, but we saw what happened in the end with the chase and then the shootout. I don't know that I think, I mean, bottom line is, according to my sources, and this is, I wasn't there, but according to my sources, not relying on facts from California, somebody I know at the Pentagon, and people on this show know that I've talked about that often, that there's no question this is part of the reason why I think that the White House knew sooner, but they didn't want to jump on the fact of, they didn't want to talk about terrorism. But clearly, Mark, absolutely, this is what we have here. There is no doubt about that. Thanks for the call. In checking names, but still not knowing much about her, there's no question they went in. There is absolutely no question that they slaughtered those people, that they injured others methodically. They knew what they were doing in the sense that he worked there. It was set up. It was not some workplace violent thing triggered by the holiday party and comments. I don't think anyone can question that at all. And in fact, so that was my question, is knowing it clearly, and maybe there's many other details that are unknown about the woman's background and whatnot, clearly this is what it was. And that was Wednesday. We heard from the president saying it was terrorism on Sunday, and I think they knew this so much sooner. It's tiptoeing around the poker red hot suggestion of Islamic terrorism because of the fear of saying anything about Muslims. And, you know, even at Liberty University, you heard Jerry Falwell Jr., who got jumped on big time, but because really his whole statement wasn't out. He did say Muslims. He did say we could end those Muslims before they walk in because we have concealed and carry. And then he was also said in the same statement that he believed there were good, moderate Muslim people. That he was referring to really Islamic jihadists. But the way that it was quoted and the way it was pushed out turned it into something a little bit different, and he's getting attacked for saying he's too harsh. But he did say at the same time, there are good Muslims, many moderate Muslims, good moderate Muslims. And that he clearly was talking about the attacks in California and Paris. You know, so we go back to the semantics, the jumping jacks of what we're talking about. And, of course, we don't know every single detail. There are, I'm sure, more shoes to drop. But I would not argue at all that this was terrorism. I think that Obama was slow to the party to say that it was terrorism, that this is related to ISIS or stirred up by that or whatever it might be. A neighbor to the family of the San Bernardino terrorist couple purportedly saw but didn't report suspicious activity. Now, what does that mean? Now you get into something completely different. And now they're saying that this neighbor saw that something wasn't right, didn't say anything because for fear of being labeled a racist. I mean, in fact, this guy was identified as Aaron Ellswick, and he told a news affiliate that a fellow neighbor noticed quite a few packages being delivered within a short amount of time at this house. Now, what does that mean? And he told his neighbor he noticed that the home, that all of a sudden they were doing a lot of work out in the garage, but he didn't want to profile Farouk and his family. 4,500 rounds of ammunition, 12 pipe bomb type devices, bomb making tools. That was what was inside Farouk and Malik's apartment and garage. The couple lived there with their 6-month-old daughter and Farouk's mother. So then, what is the question happen? Did the mother know? Did they know or not? And that's all being sorted out. There already is a lawyer for Farouk's mother and 3 relatives, siblings, have described Malik as just a housewife who was quiet like her husband and strict, very, very strictly followed the Muslim custom. But then that goes to, should you report suspicious behavior, but racial profiling shouldn't be going on is what, of course, is, you know, what's being said. Even Donald Trump said that. Trump said, I think his mother knew. I think anybody who walked into that apartment knew. But he said that racial profiling shouldn't happen, that we have to use common sense. So then you get into the argument of what is common sense. How do you decide what common sense is? It's tricky. I'll give you that. You can always weigh in with your thoughts. Send us an email, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.